Hi, it's Miss Addis here, and in this podcast we're going to be looking at basslines in regards to chord progressions. Basslines can be difficult to hear, especially for females, because they're in a register that we're not used to singing in. So this is going to be just a short podcast, just with basslines, without any of the rest of the chords, to get used to hearing them. Now, I'm going to start by playing you one of the most famous basslines of all. See if you know it. That was the bass line from Pachelbel's Canon, the nemesis of all cello players in the world. However, it's good to just think about that bass line for a while, because sometimes bits of it will pop up in your bass lines, and if you know what the notes of that bass line are, it can help you pick the notes of the bass line that you're listening to. So imagine that you have a vertical ladder, and on each step is a number, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And once we get to 7, we're going to start at 1 again. So that represents the scale. So let's go in D, because Pachelbel's in D. So number 1 is D, number 2, E, number 3, F sharp, number 4, G, number 5, A, number 6, B, number 7, C sharp, and then we're going to start at 1 again. So D's a 1, and then we can continue up. Now, the very first D of the Pachelbel is the middle D. So it's like, if you're imagining your ladder, it's the number 1 in the middle of the ladder. So we go 1, and then we jump down 3 notes to 5, up to 6, jump down another 3 notes down to 3, up to 4, down to the lower number 1, there's number 4 again, and number 5 again. 1, 5, 6, 3, 4, 1, 4, 5, 1, 5, 6, 3, 4, 1, 4, 5, 1. Now, if you can think of your bass lines in terms of those numbers, then the key of the piece won't get in the way. However, the thing that you have to do, and I recommend this before doing any chord progression, is writing out the scale of the chord progression. So you'll be given the first chord, say D major, and before you attempt the chord progression, make sure you write out the notes of D major up above it. And I also ask that you write out the appropriate chords that go with each note. So in a major key, the first note's a major chord, so major, minor, minor, major, minor, dim in a major key. Or in a minor key, minor, dim, aug, minor, major, dim. So once you've written out your scale notes with the chords that belong to each scale note, it really helps you lock in your chord progression. However, today we're just concentrating on one note, not on chords. So we're just concentrating on the bass line. However, it might be an idea if you've got a pencil and paper handy, and I'll tell you the key of each one, write out the scale. But what I'd like you to think about doing is, first of all, just writing the bass notes in terms of numbers, those letter numbers, and then you can think about how those numbers translate to your scale. So chord progressions, it all boils down to intervals once again. So hopefully you've already been through the interval podcasts. I'm going to start by giving you chord progressions or bass lines that start on the tonic and go up, because they're a little bit easier than the ones that go down. So here comes your first one. I'm going to give you just four notes. C is going to be the first note. So here we go. Here it is again. And for the last time. So that was a really common chord progression as well. 1-4-5-1. You can hear that perfect cadence at the end. So you're listening for if you hear the tonic repeated. So get the sound of the tonic in your head and have a listen, see if it crops up again. So now you know it's 1-4-5-1 and you've written down your C major. You can see that the notes are C, F, G, C. Let's try another one in C major, and once again, it's only going to be four notes. Here it comes. Here it is again. Here it is for the final time. So that one was 1, 2, 4, 5. C, D, F, E. Okay, here comes another one starting on C with four notes. So that one was 1, 3, 5, 4. So you've got to listen for little clues like arpeggios. Listening for whether you can hear an arpeggio or whether the notes are stepping. Step down. Okay, now I'm going to start on a different note. I'm going to start on G. And I'm going to give you four notes. So that one was 1, 4, 5, 6. 1, 4, 5, 6. G, C, D, E. Okay, here comes one starting on D. So you want to write the notes of D major out because people inevitably miss sharps and things when they don't write the scale out. So pause this for a minute, write out your D major. Here we go, starting on D. Mm-hmm. So that was 1, 3, 2, 4. D, F sharp, E, G. Next one's going to start on B flat, so pause the recording. Write out your B flat scale for yourself. Here we go. So that one was 1, 5, 6, 4. B flat, F, G, E flat. You can see where those intervals come into play. If you could pick that that was a fifth, then you were home and hosed. Here's one in E flat major. Here we go. So that one was 1, 4, 5, and 1 up the top. E flat, A flat, B flat, E flat. Now I'm going to start giving you some ones that start with a descending interval. We seem to find it harder to hear descending intervals. Let's start in C major. Here we go. Now, if you remember your ladder, after 7 came 1. So 1 and 8 are kind of the same thing. So the first note was a 1 or an 8. Then we stepped down 2 to a 6. Stepped down another 2 to a 4. Climbed up 1 to a 5. C, A, F, G. Here comes another one in C major. Hopefully you picked that for Pachelbel. 1, 5, 6, 3. So C, G, A, E. Now, my daughter Lulu has just come in and started playing a little piece on the piano that probably everyone's tried on the piano at some stage. And I just realised that it's a good one also to remember a common chord progression. She's going to play it for you right now. I bet you've heard it. Ah, oh, thanks, Lulu. Beautiful. So here it is again. One of those tunes we've played, but another good one to keep in your mind, because if you hear that chord progression, remember that it's 1, 6, 4, 5. 1, 6, 4, 5. 1, 6, 4, 5. So if you can get a few familiar ones in your head, it's a good idea, because then as soon as you recognise them, if you know the chord progression numbers, you're home and host. Now, if you go YouTube, the Axis of Awesome, you'll find a group of three guys putting about 30 songs to the same chord progression. Very funny guys. And the chord progression that they use is 1, 5, 6, 4. A bit similar to the Pachelbel Canon, which is 1, 6, 5, 6, 3, 4, but this is 1, 5, 6, 4. Do yourself a favour, go look them up, because they are very funny guys. Okay, let's just do a couple more bass lines to finish off this podcast. And if you're still having trouble, start at the start again and do them all over again. Okay, I'm going to start on A flat this time, and we're going to be descending. So the key of A flat major. Pause if you need to figure it out, because I'm about to tell you the answer. A flat, E flat, C, D flat. Now, if you missed the D flat, that's because you didn't write your scale out properly before we started, so remember to do that always. So you might have heard that that was a descending arpeggio. First three notes, so that might help you as well if you can hear things like that. Okay, here's another one. I'll do it ascending this time. So let's start on E flat, and we'll be in the key of E flat major. Here comes the answer. Go back and repeat it if you need to. E flat, A flat, C, D. 1, 4, 6, 7. Excuse my kids yelling in the background there. Okay, last one we're going to do is in D minor. So if you want a quick way of getting to D minor, write out D major and flatten 3 and 6. Remember that we're doing harmony, so you're always using the harmonic minor for chords and harmony. Here we go, D minor. Here comes the answer. Pause if you need to think about it a bit more. D. C sharp, G, F. So 1, 7, 5, 4, 3. Okay, so there it is. As I said, if you need some more practice, just go through, do it all again a couple of times. Good luck. And once chords get added, in a way it gets more complicated, but in a way it gets easier because you've got the quality of the chords to help you define your options. So think of it positively. Good luck with your chord progressions.